This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Proverbs 31 asks, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with more on what Proverbs 31 has to teach us.
For anyone who has faced the heartbreak of repeated disappointments, the story of Hannah provides a much-needed balm. Hannah was barren, unable to conceive, a condition that was considered a curse in ancient Israel. That her husband took another wife who made her life miserable only added to her shame. Hannah had more than enough reasons to be discouraged and just to give up. But that's not what Hannah did. Instead, she brought her problem honestly before God and prayed. As it says in 1 Samuel, that he would look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son. In return for his favor, Hannah vowed to dedicate her son in a lifelong service to God. After pouring out her heart to God, Hannah was able to leave in peace, entrusting her problem to God and having faith that he would answer her prayer in his timing and according to his plan. And, as we all know, her faithfulness was rewarded with a son, Samuel. During those barren times in our lives, we can feel that our prayers are unanswered and our faith ineffectual. But as Hannah discovered, continued prayer opens up the door for God to work.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.